going to ask our ushers to come forward. As our brother George said, it's through receiving these symbols. There's nothing magical about them, but it's what they represent. They represent the victory of that Jesus purchased by his broken body and by his blood. Take from him. As these natural things become a part of us, believe that his spirit is going to infill and empower each one of us so that we can do his will. The Apostle Paul writes, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he took that bread in his hands, he gave thanks." Can you imagine that Jesus holding the symbol that of his own broken body, what was about to happen to him in just a few short hours, could actually offer thanks? Brother George, would you return thanks for his body?
Lord, we do thank you and praise you, Lord, for the gift of Jesus, for that body that was given in our behalf,
yes,
that took our punishment, our shame, that was whipped and tortured,
yes,
and gave that
Jesus
life. We just praise you and thank you, Lord, that you, for your great love and mercy, that you come and gave yourself to restore us to that fellowship that we
yes,
once
Lord.
Had. We
yes.
just thank you and praise you, Lord, for the whole gift of salvation.
Yes,
Lord, we don't understand your love, but we just thank you and praise you and we rejoice in it. Let
yes, Lord.
Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. We take your help, Lord. Work in us. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Let's be sure that each one of us offers thanks. Thankful for the prayers of these gentlemen, but be sure that in your heart you also offer thanks. How could we ever thank him enough?
Thank you, Father.
And when he had given thanks, he broke it. And he said, "This is my body. Is being broken for you." Jesus. And when he had given thanks and broken it, Jesus said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Take, eat. And in the same manner, when supper had ended, he took the cup. And he said, "This cup is a new covenant, a covenant that is purchased and guaranteed by my blood." Brother Tom, will you return thanks for
Father,
the blood of Jesus?
Thank you for giving us your Son.
Jesus, thank you.
To shed his blood on the cross.
Yes.
To open this new and living way whereby we may enter in.
Yes, Jesus.
Oh God, and sup with you and fellowship with
Jesus,
you.
Jesus,
bless us. Be friends this. With you, oh
yes, Lord
thank
Jesus.
You for this blood that has been shed, that cleanseth all sins. We pray that tonight your blood would be sprinkled upon us, oh God, copiously, so that we would be changed, so that we would be enabled to live for you, O God. In Jesus' name,
amen. Amen. You may go. Brother Tom. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but you were redeemed with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. When he took the cup after supper, Jesus said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." Take, drink. And the apostle by the Spirit says, "For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death until he comes. Even so come, Lord Jesus."
Yes.
The brethren will collect your cups. Friendship with Jesus, fellowship divine. Oh, what blessed sweet communion. Jesus is a friend of mine. Let's sing one more time. Friendship with Jesus, fellowship divine. Oh, what blessed sweet communion. Jesus is a friend of mine. In closing, let's turn in our white hymnal, the white camp book, to page number 14. As we're preparing to sing this, I know we have a busy day tomorrow, so we're going to close. Believe that God will continue to work in each one of us by His Spirit. And make sure you get some sleep tonight, because after this, it's all fun. So don't forget, okay? Let's sing. Page 14, the new song. And let's sing this in the light of the victory which Jesus has given us. With harps and with vials, there stand a great throng in the presence of Jesus, and sing this new song unto Him who hath loved us and washed us from sin. Unto Him be the glory forever. Amen. All these once were sinners, defiled in His sight, now arrayed in pure garments, in praise they unite. Unto Him who hath loved us and